K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. And now the conclusion to K95.5's second date update with Cash and Bradley.
All right, time for second date. We have Emily on the phone. She's out, almost sounded like she was in tears. Emily from Claremore, you're still hanging with us here. She went out with Warren. They had a good time, and unfortunately, Warren has not reached out. No communication at all.
That's where we come in, babe.
All right, we're going to call him up. We're going to see if we can get you guys together on a second date. Let us talk to him for a few moments, though, before we let him know you're on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Warren, what are you doing? Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. We're on the phone. It's Cash and Bradley with K95.5. Aren't you excited?
Great. Okay.
She calls people like this all the time.
Okay, well, what's up, guys?
Well, we actually have a friend in common. You know, a girl named Emily. You guys went on a date. Remember that great time you had?
Yeah, I remember the date with Emily, yeah.
Yeah, so I was wondering, are you guys going to go out again, or what's going on? What's the 411?
We had a good date. The dinner was fine. The movie was great. And then went back to her place. You know, one thing led to another. I ended up staying over, and in the morning, I was like a gentleman, and I took her for breakfast, and then that's where the kind of deal breaker happened.
After a night spent over there, the deal breaker happens at breakfast. What could have possibly went wrong?
Yeah, the next morning, we're in my kitchen having breakfast. I gave her the contents of cereal, and she pours the milk first, and then put the cereal in. I mean, like, what kind of monster does that?
Wait.
Are you kidding me?
I just got a headache.
There's certain things that I see that when I see it, I'm like, you know what? No, I'm done. I'm out.
Had to be more than just the way she pours her cereal.
That is a little different. I'm not saying that's not a reason not to call someone. But I think you should have taught her because, yeah, that's weird. Think about it. You're pouring cereal. You're putting
Natalie, we're on Emily's side here.
I like Emily's side.
Okay.
I'm just telling her someone needs to teach her.
It made no sense.
And this is a deal breaker?
Yeah, I guess I'd go out with her again.
I swear every second date we do shaves a year off my life.
I don't understand. Like, how you put the cereal first? That is so stupid. Like, how would you know how much milk using? I keep track of all my, food in my little, calorie app and stuff, and I want to know exactly how much milk it is, and you can't see it, how much milk you put in if the cereal's in there first. Like, how would you even know? I think that's so stupid. Who puts the cereal first?
What this kind of is why the radio station has airbags.
Emily, everybody does it that way.
Everybody does it that way.
I say before breakfast. Let's not even think about cereal.
I'm pretty mad that he didn't call me back just because of cereal. I think that's like the silliest thing ever. And
we've heard worse.
I don't think I want to be having any meals with him.
Okay.
What? So we're walking away?
Yeah, she's saying no. I kind of am excited. That was fun.
Wait, so we can't, you called us, Emily. You don't want to go out now?
Well, I thought it would be like an actual reason why he didn't want to go out with me.
That is an actual reason.
Okay. We're going to ask our audience how they make their cereal. And see if anybody else out there pours the milk first.
If anyone pours the milk first.
Right. There's got to be somebody, right?
Crazy person.
All right, guys. Well, I guess that's we'll just leave it there. And if maybe just listen. And if you decide to get back together again, you guys can work it out amongst yourselves. But
good advice. All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks, guys.